A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 25th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Most of the exhibitors are those who are in the services sector rather than in the manufacturing. You are looking at the financial services sector, all sorts of small micro lenders will be there, banks, or probably hotels and other services will be there. But the manufacturing sector is definitely depressed. Very, very, very few companies which are in the manufacturing sector will be exhibiting this year.
Umumoyo elizwe uvele ka ukuvumela ukuthi sikhulume nge-trade fair ngoba into okuthiwa i-trade fair isho ukuthi ibudlelwano babantu abasebenza kumbe ngithi ibudlelwano bamabhizinisi. Ubudlelwano bamabhizinisi bugoqela nalabo abavele ngaphandle kwamanye amazwe. Pho thina lapha eZimbabwe siyabe sisithi sifuna ukubukisa, sibukisane esikwenzayo njengoba ama-factory sefakile, sibukisane esingakuthenga njengoba ama-factory sefakile. Trade fair Zimbabwe kwatosara zita. Kwanga kuri trade fair nenguwa yakudhara iyaiya kuchiri nana Smith nana 80s chingopinda muindependence zikatopera mikabe akatotswanya zvese because trade fair inoenderana nezveikonomi. Kana ikonomi isina kumira zvakanaka unenge uchitreda chii? Unenge uchingatrede chii? Nekuti vanotreda vanotreda nemari.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, or ZITF.
The trade fair is one of the largest intra-regional trade fairs south of the Sahara, an annual exhibition which offers exposure to both trade and public visitors. The multi-sectoral and multinational expo provides a convenient trade hub for the region. Its location in Bulawayo is at the crossroads of the regional trade and transportation routes. And the 57th edition of ZITF will run from tomorrow up to 30 April under the theme Innovate, Integrate, Industrialize.
Critics of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, though, say it used to attract dozens of international exhibitors showcasing new products, technology, and ideas. But they say now it resembles a huge flea market, basically a reflection of the state of Zimbabwe's economy, which has headed south.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number. 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tila uti tinge tichitaura nezve Zimbabwe International Trade Fair iri kutanga mangwana kushika iyo msuwa 30 kubvumbi vamwe vachiti musika wakakosha zvikuru panyaya dzekutengeserana asi vamwe vachiti zvinhu mazuva ano hazvinonyatsomira zvakanaka nekudaro yakuita kunge flea market. Unoziva flea market inenge ichitengeswa zvinhu zvakambopfekwa nevamwe zvinenge zvichitengeswa sezviri kutengeswa mumigwagwa ndo zviri kutaurwa nevamwe, asi ivo vezeraitf vari kuti musika wavo uchiri kufambira mberi zvakanaka uye vari kuti zvinhu zvinenge zviri kufamba zvakanaka zviri kubudirira.
Zuro kandaba namhlake sikona ngale kekubulawayo lapho sikhuluma khona ngeZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi ke i-trade fair ngelizwe lonke. Ngakho ke asikhulumeni lamhlanje ukuthi kambe i-trade fair liyibona njani. Sizwile ke abanye besithi songazani i-flea market lapho ungathengisa khona, uthengisa even lempankwa into ezinjalo. Kodwa ke ukhanya ngazani abe trade fair ngale. But hayi, thina siyachova. Sichova njalo ke sichova ukuthi sibe lobunono obungani phezulu. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lila i-trade fair liyibona njani Zulu. Kambe ingabe si flea market kumbe lokhu njenge trade fair yakudala lapha abantu babehamba khona uzokuthiwa nge-trade fair ucece okunye okumangalisayo. Njalo siyabona ke kula mankampani amaningi, amanye ayivela eBulgaria, amanye ayivela eCzechoslovakia, amanye ayivela eRussia, amanye eMelika, le ndawo ezijeneyo. Kambe asakhona yini amankampani anjalo? Njalo lawe Zimbabwe akhona yini? Olivine Industries labanye abathize bolaba babekhuthazwa ngupresident Robert Mugabe ukuthi bangani beza kuhle. Kambe kuhamba njani? Khulumani sizwe.
And of course, these are the reasons for exhibiting at the ZITF. According to the ZITF itself, it's important for promoting brand images, developing new markets, establishing new contacts, and advertising products and services. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest.
Yes.
That is, I think, Mr. Bekitemba Mhlanga, yeah. An economic commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Mhlanga, we are told that you are busy and you will be only with us for 30 minutes. So the first question is, what is your view on the ZITF?
I wrote a paper about a couple of years back, 2 years back, actually arguing that the ZITF in its current format would outlive this paper. And my arguments were based on the fact that when the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, which was designed the Southern African, Southern Rhodesia Trade Fair, then it became the Rhodesia Trade Fair, were all concepts that were designed to propel and sustain the Rhodesian government in terms of passing sanctions and all those things. And what we have seen progressively in the last 35 years is that that purpose was falling away. And in the last 15 years, it has become even worse. There is very little industry, product, service, organizations that the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair has actually been serving. So in effect, it has become a ritual that really is not necessary, a ritual that is neither productive nor relevant, a ritual that is neither value-adding nor sustainable.
Hmm. Why is it that its stock has declined? Is it because Zimbabwe's economy is not performing well, or they are not rebranding well?
I think it's just like any product cycle. You know, the product cycle will go through phases of growth, maturity, decline, and generally irrelevance. And I think that's where we've got to now. Because if I were to say to you, have you ever heard of the Botswana International Trade Fair? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the South African International Trade Fair? They don't have those concepts, because I think really they understand that the levels of industry and development are actually sitting at different cycles now, where that kind of arrangement that we have with the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair is not relevant any longer.
Mm-hmm. So it's the law of diminishing returns?
No. It's just the law of the product life cycle of anything. I mean, look, everything must end, even problems, and therefore the relevance of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair also has come to its logical conclusion as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. Do stay on the line. We are also now being joined by Mr. Albert Mandizridza. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Pickford International, a consultancy firm. Mr. Mandizridza, good evening.
Good evening, all.
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mandizridza, what is your take on the ZITF? What can Zimbabwe learn from your experience in the region? And I understand you have also been to the Far East.
I think what we are seeing now is where exhibitors are now focusing more on streamlined exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
One list, the ZITF is a general exhibition center. People are looking for places where they can get more value, and for them to get more value, they focus on exhibitions that are more directly focusing on their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you are in the car industry, you go to a car expo. If you are in the mining industry, you go to the mining expo. That's where you get to meet people who have got a direct interest in your business. And you can be able to quickly engage with the people because they already know what they want in terms of potential leads and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mandizridza. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to Baba Mhlanga. Njengoba sithi ukuthi ke nxa usukhangela ZITF, ungazani sengani vele ngokudala lokhu, njalo nga vele abaselayo. Kodwa ikhona phela Baba Mhlanga. Njalo ke nxa ungathola Baba Mhlanga, ngena khonapho uzama ukuyilungisa. Kambe ungayikanika ngapi khonapho?
Okokuqala, mina ngakwenza into endikhulunywa ngobaba uMandiza lapha, ukuthi kumele silungise imibukiso elihambelana lamakhampani, ngokuthi ikhampani yenze njani. Okwesibili, kumele sibone ukubana kuyini kanti kuvele khona iZimbabwe esine ngakho esiqine ngakho esingakwenza ukubana abantu bebuye bezokwezibhitha kobulawayo bebuye kwi-trade fair yona le. Okwesithathu engingakwenza ukuthi yena bona indawo nalana yokwenzela imicimbicimbi yonaleyo yokuthengisa iZimbabwe trade fair singaba layo imisebenzi eminingi engayenza ngaphandle kokuba indawo yokuba yimbukiso kuyabe kubukiswa khona imbuzi lenkomo. Khangela kathesi kulento le abantwana asebephila ngayo yokulungisa ama-application ama-systems amakhompyutha. Kanti kungani kungasetshenziswa lolo gceko kobulawayo kuvuke into efanayo le-Silicon Valley, abantu behambe khona ngale ngokuta komnyaka kumbe kathathu ngomnyaka kusiya kubukiswa kumbe kusiyafundwa into inkundicinje naleyo yokwenza amakhompyutha. Asiyeke leyo into zakudala esezadlula zathathwa ngomoya, izinto sezatshintsha manje.
So ngicela ufake kancane nje ngesikhiwa. I think you said a very important point about Silicon Valley.
Yeah, one of our things was that, look, if I was asked to take over this map in the national territory, what would I do? I would stop having this just as a mass general exhibition, but try and get it more specialized. I would try to make sure that those facilities are put to different but valuable uses. I would try and make sure that they are relevant. Look, I would try and run an exhibition right at that the trade fair ground, for instance, where people can come in and play around with technology-related products like application development, or software development. In as much as America has a Silicon Valley, I do not understand why you can't even begin to have our own Pomona Valley right at the Zimbabwe International Fair, where we encourage young people to come together and exploit technological opportunities that are available out there.
Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Israel Moyo, a lecturer at Catholic University, specializing in finance and economics. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And of course, tonight we are focusing on the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. And two of our guests are saying there is need to revamp the whole thing. What is your take on this?
There is need to revamp. Mm-hmm. It's true, but we need to focus on what we can do best.
Mm-hmm.
And and take the opportunity to present ourselves to the world and say, this is what we are good at. We've been very good at a lot of things, but particularly in mining and agriculture. So we need to go back to that and revamp those two sectors.
Mm-hmm.
And focus our resources on improving our agricultural output as well as our mining output. For a long time, we are going to be putting forward either raw resources or semi-processed resources until such a time that we have developed ourselves adequately technologically to go ahead and do some value addition and beneficiation. But otherwise, for now, we need to revamp two basic sectors, agriculture and mining.
Va mandizvidza munotenderana nazvo here kuti ngatisimbarare kusimbaradza zvatinozikanwa nazvo vari kutaura vamoyo nyaya yekurima nenyaya yezvicherwa iyi.
Ichokwadi chino nekuti zvinoitika ndechekuti patinenge taura nezveZimbabwe, munhu anenge ari kune kunze kwenyika anofanira kuziva kuti kuZimbabwe kune chii. Chinobva chinoita kuti afarire kuda kuya kuzoona kuti zviri kuZimbabwe. Saka pari zvinoizvi tiri kutarisa nezveshohi, ine maindustry, ine even vanhu vebhora, ine soka, ine saka it's like if kana maida kuuya iko kuti anyatsowana value, haawani value yake nekuti zvangodzangana-zangana. Ukuona mai. Asi munhu anenge aida kuya kare nini chida zveagriculture ndinoenda kuzoita isikana chida zvakafanana nezve I think it's something like shanya ye tourism and everything. Which is focused on tourism, my lodges, my hotels and everything, and you find vanhu vanonge vari koko vanenge vane interest nezvinhu izvizvi. Saka iri kana ndikaa kushoya nezvandizivi ndinoti ndichazongoona chandinoona wandasvika ipapo handini ndida kutarisa takati nokuti zvakangodzangana-zangana. Saka munhu aungabvisi mari yako yakawanda kuti uzongoonawo chanosangana nacho wasvika ipapo.
I want to Tinotenda vamandudzidza rambai zvenyu muri parunare. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, and your hosts, Blessing Zulu
and Gibbs Dube. Let's get back to Mr. Mhlanga. Mr. Mhlanga, it seems as if when you talk about the trade fair, yes, we agree that maybe it has outlived its lifespan. But at the end of the day, they always have Asambeni for tourism, scholastic sticker that focuses on education, mining entry or entra that focuses on mining. So at the end of the day, maybe they're trying to adjust, you know, to the needs of today's
businesses. I think what they're actually doing is to remind me that the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair Company is an exhibition company. And what they basically want to do is to make sure that those exhibition grounds are paying for their rentals, okay, and they are earning an income. I think the question for Zimbabwe is that the services that they're actually providing, are they the services that you actually require? Yes, mine enter may be necessary, scholastica may be necessary for educational purposes. But I don't believe you need a Zimbabwe International Trade Fair for people to come in and see what kind of cows and bulls you are able to produce or what kind of products or services that are available from Zimbabwe. You know, business people are very good at actually sniffing out the kind of things and where they are able to find it. What I'm actually saying is that the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, I'm going to be very unpopular about it, has become symptomatic with exactly what has happened in Bulawayo. The death of Bulawayo industries is merely out of the fact that those industries have become irrelevant, obsolete, and not value-adding. They've become uncompetitive, and therefore they just died a natural death. And the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, in its current format, is a typical example of that inability of people to gaze into the future and to provide services and products that are required for a new market, for a progressive and modern economy. That is basically my argument.
But Mr. Mhlanga, is it not a question of economic decline or just dying naturally?
I think what you will find is that as economies decline, other things come up that are more attractive. I do not understand for my life why now such an area that has such cultural riches and diversity does not have a huge festival that attracts people on a regular basis. It will probably earn more money than Zimbabwe National International Trade Fair earns Bulawayo on a weekly basis, because that kind of exhibition or that kind of festival will need accommodation, it will need food, it will need entertainment. People can go and see things more than once. You can have bands playing from Monday to Friday from 9 to midnight. That kind of innovation and entrepreneurship is exactly what is lacking within those exhibition providers such as Zimbabwe International Trade Fair Company.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mandiridze, how is Zimbabwe faring compared to other regional players?
Look, the Zimbabwe economy obviously is facing a lot of challenges. And if you look at, for example, the issues around exhibiting in Zimbabwe, people obviously have to look at, if we are going to exhibit in Zimbabwe, what is the size of the market in terms of the dollar value? How much are we actually going to get out of that particular economy? So it's really a big challenge. And for those who are basically interested in coming to Zimbabwe, those who I've met want to exhibit in Zimbabwe, basically are saying, since some of the industries are dying down, that's an opportunity for them to actually identify markets or gaps within the country where they can be able to provide services and goods. But the challenge obviously is the national buying power of the country, which is continuously declining.
Thank you so much. Just one caller before we go to Mr. Moyo. Mkoma Atho Magadi. Aiwa, kuno kuri nani, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya ye Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
Yeah, nini ndiri kuno kwachiyako. Mkoma Zuru, atiruta wa raitu zaka wanda pa mtorope imami raita ikonomi enyika yetu. Zini zino waza mkoma presi. Mnozia, kuma 94 kunda andri nisikwenda kuchikoro. 94 ndisi kupra wayo. Trade fee yanga eri, kanga kichu nishipa mtorosoro mkoma presi. Economy yedu yanga iri stepo. Saka ndikafunga kuti ndine vamwe sekuru wangu vakanga vachi ita zvekuweza miyaka yaya nemi nezvipuka zvemiti zvezva zvinana nzo zvimfuwo zviya zviya vachitengesera pasitiwo payapaya varungu vanga vachiriko zvinhu zvanga zvakanaka indastiri ichiri kufaya tourism yedu ichakamire zvakanaka kuti wakatenga imba nezvinhu izvo zviya zviyaka by this time kuti uzvitaure zvaunga uri kunyepera vana
hazvina kumira mushe
hazvina kumira mushe mukoma zuru zvinhu zviri kutirwadza saka muchidimbu hatizi kutaura zvedu zvakawanda ndazva mukoma bhebhe vachitaura kuti zvinhu zvese zvaurawa ende zvaurawa ende vaondonga zveshuwa zvekuti hatigoni kutaura nezvazvo saka dai tamboti vakuru ava vambomira zvavapadiva
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma
sawe wombopindawo panyanga timbopawo sawe mukana wambotigadzirira nyika takavaona pachipiwa vachiita zvinhu zvisvinu
aiwa
tinongomhorosa hangu mhuri yekwamupikani yese muzimbabwe
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma atio nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
nambuya mutikani pada tsanzawa
orit mukoma mukoma atio kana muchida kuti tivamhorese munotinyorera tsamba munoziva zvekuita tinotenda zvikuru asi teupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda tinokufonerai thank you so much you heard there from our first caller atio mutikani in chiadzwa manikaland he's saying you know things are not okay back in 1994 he says, oh, as well at the ZITF, and, you know, there was good business, not anymore. He says, maybe there is need for new blood when it comes to leadership of the country. Gibbs, just quickly, countries that have national stands at this year's exhibition include Botswana, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Namibia, Malawi, Mozambique, Russia, South Africa, Tanzania, and Zambia. While Canada, China, Cyprus, India, and Germany will be represented by individual companies.
Yes, kumnumzana umoyo ulecturer ukhona moyo
ukhona futhi
ye moyo ngasikhangela ke khona pa ke umzulu babo sanda ukukhuluma lapha uyatsho sibili ukuthi okuhluphayo engxenye ukuthi inkokheli azenzi kuhle ezibabwe kambe singakubeka sithini njalo yena uthi usabe engabuya anganceda usabe phela yobe sijuma kanjani ngirai so uthi ngabuye enqe ngaguqula i trade fair iqinise bangcono kambe kuyahambelana
yeyahambelana kithi but ngokukhuli I think ijele ekhona kakhulu is the reluctance to implement some of the very good policies which are supposed to come last ungathatha izimaket success ungayihlela isizwe sibili yena inomethe the ezinhle ezingakhuleli zekuliye phambili but the political will is not there and as such ama-resources are not being released to support ama-programs akuzimashe and at the same time these stories about ukuthi le mali engaka enyamaleleyo ungayikhela imali lana ukuthi if it was going to be used to support izimashe I'm telling you asiwesitele sesikhuluma ngendaba zokuhlugaka zonkinezethizikhandle so to some extent yes, it is true that leadership has failed us by way of supporting its own programs. That's why I'm a program that we have embraced in Yongo Zulu. Right. But I want to go back to issue, what was it? Technology. The world has moved, and has moved really fast. But how has it been able to apply the development, in especially in IT, to enhance in as a country. This is where we are failing ourselves. We want to compete with the technologically advanced countries in trying to produce what we are very worst at producing, rather than trying to bring in that technology to enhance what we are capable of doing. I think this is where we seem to be losing it. Let's embrace technology. Let's invite these people to come and invest in the country and bring in technology that will make our production costs at 800 pounds and improve product quality. Now, if you look at our supermarkets, we are full of foreign produced goods. Why? Because they are cheap. Why are they cheap? Because they are produced at lower cost. Why are we not able to do that? Because we are using outdated technology. Even in agriculture, it is low in lack of adequate research into new agricultural sector. Why don't we invest in massive systematizer? Why don't we focus on what we are going to produce rather than systematize and aim at producing what China can produce better than you?
Thank you very much, Ubambe Konapongaika Chana. So I think his argument is on embracing technology, you know, and then implementing some economic policies that Zimbabwe is actually crafted. So he says Zim asset, when you look at it, it's quite good, but there's no political will to actually implement it. So I think he's got some points there, right?
Maybe let's bring in Mr. Mhlanga. Is it the problem with implementation matrix?
Well, I think that's another huge variable to be dealt with separately, really. I'm not familiar with what Zuma said actually says in terms of the issues of exhibition like Zimbabwe International, but we can't divorce the mere fact that the things that the country wants to exhibit, the areas of industry in which it is looking for partners, the areas of interest in which it is looking for investors who may be wanting to come and associate and mingle with Zimbabwe International Trade, all is hinged on the country's economic policies, the robustness, the consistency, the predictability of those policies, and also the reputation of Zimbabwe as a good business destination. It is very unhelpful in a space of 4 months when you've got conflicting statements about indigenization or what is not indigenization, if you've got conflicting statements about the policy implementation of those indigenization factors, if you've got issues about liquidity issues in the country, all those issues, I think, they build up to determine what actually eventually happens to your trading practices. But let's park that. Let's look at the issue of the Zimbabwe International Trade. I think this debate must be had. It must be had seriously. Because once we answer the question of whether we want to have the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in its current format or not, we will then start to answer the question of if we are going to have the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in a different format or not, what will be required downstream to happen to be able for us to have an effective but different type of trade and investment type of oriented format, not in the current format of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
Now, Mr. Mhlanga, I know that your time is up, but you know,
yes, it is, yes.
you're parting weight. Like, you know, if let's say you receive a letter from ZITF tomorrow and they say, Mr. Mhlanga, you're the new GM, what would you do?
I would work out on a new 5-year strategy in terms of that. By the time we get to the year, what are we now, 2016, by the time we get to the year 2021, we are in a position where we'll have specialized exhibitions. We will have a situation whereby trade and exhibition does not become a one-week event, but it becomes a national, daily, annual thing until we get our act together in Zimbabwe. We can't just wait for 7 days of the year for us to be able to concentrate on these issues of trade and developing linkages and strategies. So I would say, look, let's all start preparing to have a different, specialized, streamlined, annually running 24/7 trade-oriented environment. It does not necessarily have to be at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. And I also want to start to using those exhibition sites for other issues that Mr. Mandija and Mr. Moyo were referring to earlier on about how best we tap into existing technologies for the betterment of industry, lowering production costs, improving productivity, and therefore forming more strategic alliances with other countries and industries in the region and outside the region.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. Thanks for your time. And
Thank you very much, yeah.
Mr. Mandijidza and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.